All that nowhere, and we back with another video. I go by the name of Stealth, the producer. We got Dope Boy Bush, and today we are continuing our NBA preview of each team, and we're going to talk about the Toronto Raptors today. If this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, and comment. Let us know what you think about the Toronto Raptors and what your projections are for this team. Also, too, if you are watching on YouTube, please, please, please comment on the video. You know what I'm saying? It goes a long way. All interaction, all engagement helps. If you were listening on the podcast, please rate our podcast and, you know, keep running it up, share it, let people know about it. It all goes a long way. So let's get straight to it. The Toronto Raptors, this is a team that did not make the playoffs last season. A few new additions. Brandon Ingram got traded there last season, but I think he was like hurt, so he really didn't play too much for the Raptors, but he's coming back healthy. Year 9, that fast for Brandon Ingram. I remember when he was a rookie. Wow, almost a 10-year vet that fast. 28 years old, 6'8", 190, the prototypical small forward. You know, so he is now out there. I'm assuming he's going to be the focal point of that offense. You do have Scottie Barnes, who's also 6'8", 237, big boy. Already year 4 for him. I remember when he was a rookie. A lot of promise for him. I still like him. I still like Scottie Barnes. Grady Dick is in year 2. You know, guard, you know, he has potential. You know, let's see if he could take a leap. But I mean, outside of that, those are kind of like the main names I see on here. You got Emmanuel Quickley and RJ Barrett as well. And Jacob Poeltl. Oliver Saar. I believe that is Alex Saar's brother. Alex Saar, who plays for the Washington Wizards. Again, they did not make the playoffs. Dope Boy, what are your thoughts on this team? What are your projections? Do you see this team getting any better? Are they going to kind of stay the same? Are they going to regress? What are your thoughts on the Toronto Raptors?
Well, looking back at last year, they won, 30 games out of 52. So okay. 30 and 52 last year.
30 and 52. Like
you said, 30 and 52. Did not make the playoffs. Didn't make the play-in game. I know Brandon Ingram did come over there in, I think, a mid-season trade, like you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Pretty much majority of the time that he was there. Now, looking at this, sorry about that, is I think they're going to play better this year, man. You know, like you said, they got Scottie Barnes. You know, you got him and Ingram pairing up in the backcourt, or the front court, should I say, with each other. So I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to go ahead and work. You know, who's the focal point of this offense going to go ahead and be? Is it going to go ahead and go through Ingram, or is it going to go ahead and go through Scottie Barnes? I'm curious to know that. I'm curious to understand to see how this offense is going to go ahead and flow with these two guys on the court at the same time. Because I don't think we seen much of it last year, right?
No.
Mm-mm. If I'm not mistaken.
Nope.
You know. And then what injury did Brandon Ingram have?
I'm not sure exactly what he had. Not sure exactly what he had going on.
Okay.
I don't know if it was his back or something. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
And like you mentioned, bro, those seasons came by quick, man.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's been in the league that long, mm-hmm. You know. And then I think this is what his third or fourth team that he's going to so far. So
Lakers, Pelicans, and now
Toronto.
Toronto.
I hope it pans out. You know, like I said, you named RJ Barrett being there. You named Emmanuel Quickley being there. Also
looks like he had an ankle injury.
Okay, it was an ankle injury. Mm-hmm. Okay. So looking at this roster, especially playing in the Eastern Conference, we talk about it all the time, how it's watered down and how it's pretty much open season at the moment, mm-hmm. due to the fact of all the injuries and player movement and things of that nature. I do feel like the Raptors could possibly do better than 30 wins this year.
I do.
I'll give them play around 44 games, maybe 45, and be a play-in game, or sneak in at that seventh, eighth seed possibly, if they can go ahead and stay healthy. And if they can go ahead and get a good production out of both Ingram and
Scottie Barnes. Those are the two.
Yeah.
The two names, the two players that kind of stick out to me. I do like RJ Barrett too. I do.
Yes, I like RJ Barrett as well.
My issue with RJ Barrett and Scottie Barnes, and even Ingram, they're all different type of players, but then they're kind of similar too in regards to size, in regards to like skill set. RJ Barrett and Scottie Barnes, the way they're kind of similar, they're like both playmakers. But the way RJ Barrett is kind of similar to Ingram is they both like to score too. RJ Barrett, he could score. You got three guys who were 6'6 and up, matchup nightmares for other teams.
Definitely.
You know, so I do like that. I like Emmanuel Quickly, 6'2, point guard. You know, sometimes he'll play the two, but he can get hot from three. You know, he can light it up. My only question is their bigs. What are their bigs going to do to help those guys out? Because I really like that core of those three or four players. Barnes, yeah. Ingram, Quickly, Barrett. I like Grady Dick too. I like Grady Dick. But beyond that,
there's
very
bland.
Jacob Poeltl, he's a pretty good, you know, big as far as he's serviceable. He's not trash at all.
No, not at all.
But other than that, I don't even recognize these names. Like, be real with you, like Jamal Sheed, never heard of him. Mm-hmm. You have I do not know how to say his name. He was drafted by the Jazz. He was drafted by the Jazz and then went to Cleveland, I believe. And now he's
with Oche.
Yeah, Oche. Is it Oche? Is it Oche?
Oh yeah, Oche. Yeah,
Oche. Agbaji.
Cannot even tell you how to pronounce that last name.
So that's him. You got David Roddy, who's kind of like a journeyman, like, you know, a role player, bench player. He could hit the three ball. Come in, you know, play some defense, but. You know, unfortunately, I really don't see too much for this team outside of that. Again, you are in the Eastern Conference, so, I mean, I guess you're giving yourself a puncher's chance when you have a good three, four guys like that, like Quickly, Barnes, Ingram, Barrett. But other than that, man, I just don't think it's enough.
It's like, who plays your point guard? Who plays your center?
Scottie Barnes, I think, was like the big point guard. Okay. The center. You know, so they would have to remain healthy and they would just kind of have to just run the show, those four or five guys. Yeah. And I don't know if they can carry the load like that, especially in today's NBA where there's a lot of depth across the league, across the Eastern Conference, especially the Western Conference. When they come out West, you're going to have to play these tough teams. And can you get enough wins out West to kind of move up the standings in the East? I don't think they can do that. I think there's going to be teams in the Eastern Conference who are better, who are going to, you know, win some games out West, and they're going to win a majority of their games out East. Teams like the Pistons, teams like the Knicks, teams like the Pacers, when I look at these other teams, it's making the Pacers look a lot better than I thought they were, even without Halliburton. And we're going to talk about Sixers, but, you know, we'll get to them. But, you know, I really don't see too much for the Raptors. I kind of see a similar season as far as record. Maybe another 5-6 wins. I think under – I say above 30, below 40 wins for them. That's my take.
Yeah, I don't see it either. Looking at this roster and seeing how it's constructed, when you get past those three players, who do you rely on those stretches when they're off the floor? Who's going to be the go-to person, you know? I'm trying to figure it out, man.
It's not there.
You know, is it Darko Rajadovic?
You can't even say his name.
You know, as being the head coach.
You know, but it's just.
Has he coached in the league before, Darko, or no?
He was a coach last season. So yeah, he was a coach. I just feel like they need the roster is not complete. They're missing something. They need a big. Now, I know there was a rumor early in the summer about maybe possibly them making trying to make a move for Giannis. I don't know why the Raptors were in play for that, but I don't know if he'd want to go up there. You would have to give up. You would have to give up picks and maybe at least two of these players, at least.
Right.
You probably have to give
up. So it wouldn't
make sense. It wouldn't make sense at
all.
again, I don't really see much going on for this team. So that's, that's all I really got to say about them. Unless you got something else you want to add. I don't really.
I don't need. Yeah. I put them in the 30 to 40 win bracket. You know, maybe they can go ahead and get a couple more games before, you know.
Yeah.
That they didn't get last year. But I don't really see much from this team right now. As of right now.
Currently constructed, no. No.
If they make some trades, we'll have to go ahead and see and revisit that a little bit later on.
Now, if they can add something without taking too much away, maybe. Mm-hmm. I feel like they need a big. If they had one big, I'd be like, okay, maybe playing. But I just don't see it. Right. You know, I could be wrong, but hey, you know, maybe Ingram would average 30 and just go on a tear in the Eastern Conference and maybe steal some games out west, and then maybe they can get to like that play-in spot in the East. I don't know. We'll see, but I'm not really seeing it. Yeah. Toronto. So that's our preview of the Toronto Raptors for the 2025-2026 NBA season. Again, please like this video if you're watching on YouTube. If you were listening on the podcast or your apps or anywhere like that, please like the pod and keep checking back for us. We are going to have more content for you guys real soon. I go by the name of Celta Producer. We got Doughboy Bush, and we will be back at y'all with the next video. Let's go.